Man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guaranteed, but that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Flip Side on this Monday, July the 25th. Robbie Noel with you. A lot of the things we discussed today you can find links to on my website at robbienoel.com or eaglesup.com, whichever one you choose to go to. You'll find the link to Luis Yamada's interview with King World News. Plus a whole bunch of other relevant links. And, unfortunately, I even added, the link to, the interview last night that Mike Huckabee did with, Benjamin Netanyahu. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Robbie, it is. Oh, nice to have you back on RBN.
That's good to be back, brother.
You know, Oklahoma City is something I don't hear a lot of people talking about too often anymore. And it's nice to hear somebody bringing this issue back up again. Something we need to remember, too, you know, what was it, about a year before Oklahoma City, remember Janet Reno and her terrible failure in trying to get more anti-gun, anti-terrorism legislation pushed through, and how amazing, almost immediately after Oklahoma City.
Yep.
It slid through like a greased pig. And just think, every time there's a major, because, you know, they were trying to use, originally, they were trying to use Waco as the motivation to push it through, but people weren't buying it. That's why they needed Oklahoma City. And then, you know, with September 11th, look how anti-terrorism legislation is gone.
Well, they did pass a version of the Patriot Act in 2006.
Right.
And part of that piece of legislation that everybody was concerned about was they wanted the manufacturers of fertilizer to put a tegument in the fertilizer so they would be able to trace which store had sold the fertilizer.
Yep. Well,
I mean,
you know,
anybody who bought fertilizer prior to 1995 was immediately under the suspicion of being some sort of domestic terrorist.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Tonight on this Monday, well, apparently the GOP lawmakers are giving a press conference, say they have a new debt reduction plan. Well, Wall Street is yawning at that one. Dow still down 88 points. They don't believe it. Anyway, let's go back to phones. Paul, you back?
Hi, Robbie. This is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I just wanted to, and don't get me wrong, I love your show, but I just want to point out that in Europe, they've been invaded by Muslims. They've been invaded by a lot of people. And unlike America, unlike Australia, unlike a lot of other places that have been invaded by white people, Europe is a white country, and they are being invaded by a lot of hateful immigrants.
Oh, sure.
Immigrants.
That's part and parcel of the manifest of the European Defense League.
Yeah, but I don't want you to...
The European Defense League was born out of, especially in London, was born out of the rise in Muslims in London. And in large part was the reason why you had, you know, Michael Savage being in strong support of the European Defense League, because he obviously agreed with the increase in Muslims coming into Europe.
But notwithstanding some of these Jewish influences and whatnot, I think Europe has a right to say, hey, we have a right to defend our, this is Europe, not me speaking, Europe. We have a right to keep our continent a little bit European. America, yeah, I admit, people will say, oh, America's a nation of immigrants, so we should always allow immigrants. Okay, maybe I agree with that. We were mean to the Native Americans. We were mean to the Africans. But Europe has never, ever, ever been red. I'm talking about skin color. Europe has never been red, black, yellow, or any other color. So why is Europe forced to be, they came up with it is
based on obviously a left wing ideology of multiracial. I mean, that's why this guy spoke extensively about multiculturalism.
Yeah, I agree with him, though. I don't agree with his message.
Oh, sure,
it's easy to empathize
with it, but it is also a problem when you look at whether it is an argument based on open borders or whether it is not the influence of Zionism, which is not so much opposed to Zionism isn't so much opposed to multiculturalism as it is opposed to Palestinians.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is where you get these crossovers that is causing so much angst and debate, because on that island, the day before the attack, these kids were holding rallies in support of Norway's agreement to support the creation of a Palestinian state. And Norway was one of the few countries within the European Union, I believe, and I could be corrected if I'm wrong, was going to put its support behind the UN resolution coming up in September, granting statehood to Palestine.
Yes, but I think a lot of this immigration thing all throughout Europe, all throughout the United States, it's only in the Western nations. You don't see Mexico, you don't see Brazil, you don't see Africa having immigrants from Muslim countries or from countries.
Oh, yes,
political correctness, that's all it is.
You obviously got access online, right?
Yeah.
If you go to my webpage and you scroll down the page, I came across a real interesting article out of South Africa and South Africa's role in the United States' war on Islamic extremism, because South Africa obviously has a large and a growing a Muslim population that I can tell you, when I lived there 30 years ago, the Muslim population was relatively small. Today it has grown by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. But in South Africa, it's also, I mean, they in South Africa, they have the same problem with open borders. But these are blacks from Nigeria and other parts of Africa that streamed into the country after the 94 elections.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of xenophobia within South Africa because obviously black South Africans, with economic downturns, they see foreign blacks that are coming into the country as taking away their jobs and their livelihood.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of black-on-black violence, which is rarely reported in the media. That is not only directed towards blacks from other states in South Africa, but is also directed towards any foreigners, and obviously, as I said, especially to the Muslim community. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was actually quite surprised driving around my old hometown of Durban to see how many mosques had suddenly appeared that weren't there 30 years ago.
Sure, but that's my question. How many Muslim countries, I'm talking about hardcore Muslim countries, would ever allow a Christian to build a church? Not very many. Iran, you know, we're talking Iran, Saudi Arabia. But that brings me to another question. Maybe it's a different issue. I'm just curious. When I was way back when I was in college in 91, I had a college professor in my geography class. Granted, I was 19 years old, so maybe I was brainwashed. But he told me that in South Africa, way back in the 1500s when the Europeans first started immigrating to South Africa, there were no black people. There were a few thousand black people. Well, I shouldn't say no black people. A few thousand black people, and they were a certain tribe. And it was when, after the Europeans, the Dutch, and the British, again, forgive me for my lack of knowledge of history.
But
it was only after South Africa became successful that the blacks started immigrating to South Africa. There were like 3,000 or 4,000 black people in South Africa in the year 1500. Just as an example, the whites made South Africa productive, and that's when the immigrants came from the north and invaded South Africa. In other words, South Africa became black only after the whites made it a prosperous nation.
He is correct partially.
Okay.
When South Africa was originally settled by the Dutch, the indigenous people in the area at the time were what is called as the Sand People or the Hottentots, otherwise known as the Bush People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the blacks comprised of two tribes, the Zulu and the Khoza, and they remained the dominant culture for many years of blacks in South Africa, but it wasn't until the discovery of gold and diamonds that Cecil John Rhodes needed labor in order to get the gold and get the diamonds, that he started encouraging other African tribes to come to Africa so he could exploit cheap labor, which in and of itself caused strife with the Zulu and the Khoza. So he's, you know, as with all history, brother, there's a certain amount of distortion.
Budget. If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without me. You got me singing the blues. Oh, the moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Monday, July the 25th. And just for the record, Paul, if you're still listening, something that amazed me when I was back in South Africa, there are now 11 official languages in South Africa. Try and wrap your hands around that, especially if you have to go to some government office to fill out a form. You better know which language you want it in. And there's another tribe that's recently found a home in South Africa, the Chinese. There's a lot of Chinese in South Africa. Who weren't there when I left, but they sure are there now. But I understand how sensitive the subject of multiculturalism is, and I'm also very familiar with the feelings a lot of people have when it comes to the growth of Muslim immigrants, not only to various countries in Europe, but here in the U.S. as well. But you've also got to understand there are people in power that will use this as a club, if you will. And there are so-called members of the media that will exploit this feeling of angst in order to push in an agenda. You know, as I pointed out earlier, Fox News obviously played on this by declaring within half an hour of the bombing in Oslo that it was Muslim extremists. You see, because that will feed into people's prejudices. And I can show you another example of that, not only from Fox News, which is guilty of it, but also the newspaper of note, the New York Times, the very same media that stirred the pot against the militias in the 1990s and was also the newspaper responsible for selling America on going to war with Saddam Hussein. But more on that in a bit. First, let's go back to the phones. George in Texas. Hey, George.
How you doing, Robbie?
Hanging in there, brother.
Wow, I like your new radio time. I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, talking about, like, the U.S. government finally, you know, they're saying white al-Qaeda, but actually I think it's just the American people because everybody's upset what's going on. I mean, they're losing their homes, they're losing their jobs.
Oh, sure.
And they're paying double at the pump. And, you know, and it's more like President's just saying, all right, if you're a terrorist if you don't like what I'm doing. I'm like, this is the way it's always been for us, and I really see this blowing up in his face if he really tries to go out and make mass arrests or try something.
Well, in order to justify the billions of dollars coming from U.S. taxpayers to fund the Department of Homeland Security, they have to continue to perpetuate this myth of terrorism, and to be very afraid. This is why you are now subjected to not only searches at airports, but they want to expand it. They want to expand it to roving searches, which could take place at shopping malls, at train stations, at bus stations, on the highways and byways of America. But it's not done to thwart any terrorist attack. It's just simply to subjugate the people.
Well, it's, you know, it's more people...
It's to take away your freedoms and liberties, because people won't give up their freedoms and liberties without a good excuse. And the best excuse they have for that is we making you safer. I mean, how many times have you seen people... being questioned about the draconian security measures at the airport, where they say, well, so long as it makes me safe, that's okay.
Because you can handle the truth. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. Well, my daddy taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when you don't go your way. All these big shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions, and it's up to me and you to come running to the rescue. Well, pardon me if I don't shed a tear, 'cause they're selling make-believe. Don't buy that here. 'Cause in the real world they're shutting Detroit down, while the boss man takes his bonus pay, jets on out of town, and DC's bailing out.
On this Monday, Wall Street still yawning about the Republicans' new debt plan. Dow hasn't moved at all, nor is gold or silver. Gold still remaining higher by $14 and silver by 26 cents. You still there, George?
Yes, I am, Robbie. All I have to say about terrorism, they say keeping us safe, Robbie, more people die drowning in a bathtub in this country than die from terrorism or drowning in a swimming pool.
Look how many of your basic freedoms have been sacrificed at the altar of protecting you. I mean, it is mind-boggling when you think about it, how people are so willing to give up these freedoms all for the guarantee of security. I mean, it's not as though America's founders didn't warn Americans about that.
Well, Robbie, where I live out in the country, out in rural Texas, people are not too happy about giving up their freedoms for security. We rather take care of ourselves. Because the thing is, okay. Robbie, police can't protect us. You know, I mean, I've had my my cat almost be attacked by a wild hog. What am I going to do, call animal control? I have to shoot him myself.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and the thing is, people better start realizing, you know, people die more from swimming pool, like I say, drowning in a swimming pool in a bathtub. We can have a TSA agent right standing near the bath and make sure we don't drown.
Well, you stand a better chance of dying going to your local emergency room than ever being killed by a terrorist.
Well, better yet, Robbie, since a lot of people die in car accidents, let's have a TSA ride with us to make sure we ain't going to get in a car wreck.
Yeah, I know. But it's, you know, as I've often said, when governments declare war on terror, it's just simply a matter of shutting down any opposition to people who question official government policy.
Well, I question it, and I'm not
sure.
A terrorist.
But then that makes it easy. I mean, you know, we go back to, leading up to Y2K with Project Megiddo. That was put together by the Anti-Defamation League and Southern Poverty Law Center that identified the greatest internal threat in the United States to white evangelical Christians.
Exactly. And the thing is, all these enemies are basically just enemies of the political establishment, because as long as they're withstanding them, they don't really have a chance of really pushing it through. I mean, Robbie, even like the opposition is throwing up roadblocks to them, and they're in a stalemate, and that's why they need a false flag attack to demonize their enemies. But I don't really think it's going to work this time, Robbie.
Too many people are asking. It's been working. I mean, look at the latest round of threat assessments that the Department of Homeland Security announced. First came the implanted bombs that terrorists would use to the point, I guess the latest one is Al-Qaeda's threat of the anniversary of September the 11th by attacking the infrastructure in the United States to the point of poisoning the water supply, to utilities, to that stupid video that DHS just put out that shows the perpetrators of criminal acts being white guys. I mean, it's nuts.
I'm just saying, I don't really think in the long run people are going to buy it.
Yeah, well, they bought it lock, stock, and barrel, brother. I mean, all you got to look at is how the media reacted to the events after the bombing in Oslo. I mean, there wasn't a single U.S. Mainstream media outlet that didn't identify it as a Muslim attack.
I just think it's too perfect and too much in line with what DHS wants. But I just really think in the long run, Robbie, it's going to blow back in their face, because people are going to, you know, because even like with this Norway Oslo attack, so there's too many earmarkings saying it's a false flag attack. And even like with the breast bombs and all this and white Al-Qaeda, there's really no credibility to back it up.
Yeah, I know, brother. I know.
But another subject I wanted to talk to you about, one of my friends that's a firefighter, when he found out the government wants half his pension fund, he went and pull out as much as he can, and he's going to invest it in gold and silver. I'll try to swing business your way.
Yeah, just tell him to become his own central bank. You know, thankfully, I bought into that concept a long time ago, and it served me very well.
Because, you know, you look at it, it's like people are going to get really upset, you know, with the pension funds, police and firefighters.
Oh, sure.
Demanding, the government's demanding, because they want it all. They don't want to give you part of it. They want it all. They're saying give us half up front. And, you know, and years down the road, they're going to say, sorry, there ain't nothing left. And I think that's all to pay for to cover the losses of the banks.
Oh, that's sure. Oh, I'm out, brother.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robbie.
All right. Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Let's head out to North Carolina and Renee. Hi, Renee.
Yes, Robbie, I loved your example where you told about Cecil Rhodes and needing labor. Because there's a lot of people, I still don't think they get it, okay? In other words, our borders would close tomorrow if the ruling elite didn't want them over here for their reasons to use them to drive wages down and use them for labor. You know, people have these natural biases like, okay, let's say I'm a white male and I look at that ruling person up there, those big people, and, you know, they look like me, okay? So it's like, so I think I kind of have a tendency to think I belong to that club, okay, because they look like me, and that I'm a good guy, so those people that look like me, they must be a good guy, too. And, God, you know those strange-looking people over there? They must be the bad, and they poor, too. And I'd really rather identify with the rich guys, okay? And it's so much easier to blame poor people who look different than you than rich people who look like you, okay? And so people have this natural bias.
But America is doing exactly what Cecil John Rhodes did.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
The large majority, especially, and I'm talking a specific industry right now, IT tech people. They obviously have found well, Microsoft anyway has found a huge resource in Asia. And in particular, India, of IT tech experts. And they can bring these Indian IT tech experts into America and pay them half what they would pay an American.
Well, that's just it. They have no loyalty. People need to get over this. These people have no loyalty to you. Their loyalty is to profit, and they will use any color, any sex, any kind of person they can to make profit. I tell you, there's a little trick that I use to break myself too, because people, we are raised to do this. It's like, and even people in the Patriot movement still do this too. It's like, you have to really watch yourself about getting dragged into the whole right-left, capitalist, communist, Democrat, Republican, because once you do, they got you. What I do whenever I hear any of those words, I envision, you know, like in the old Tarzan movies, and that have the little snare, and you stick your foot in it, it yanks you up in the tree. Every time I hear those words, like I say, people have to stop sticking their foot in the snare, because once you attack those other people who are just like you trying to get by, okay, it's the ruling elite in those groups that are misleading people. The thing is, then you put the other guy on the defensive. Well, he's not going to want to reach out his hand to you after you just slapped him, okay? And so the thing is, every time you hear those words, you have to, like, catch yourself and go, I'm not sticking my foot in that snare, because it's to divide us. And they are killing, and imagine themselves killing themselves laughing every time you do it. That's how I broke myself for doing it. I really try to stay away from that. I only am forced into it if the other person goes first. You know, and then you almost have to like it. And that's what starts the whole thing moving, you see? Moving back and forth. and it starts the whole thing like a swing in motion. If you don't push on your end, the person's not going to push on the other end, and you can have a more intelligent conversation. But because the ego people can't help themselves, they've got to go, they have to do that little, you know, to the other person because of that little ego boost where they temporarily feel that they're superior. So the thing is, you have to be very careful because well, if somebody does that to you, what are you going to do? You're going to get defensive and, you know, you're going to push back. It's just natural. So you have to be very careful not to start the fight. You know, and that only if we do that, then we have dialogue.
You know, I could get a little deeper here with you, Renee. Over the weekend, I came across this little piece of legislation. H.R. 1505, that is now granting federal land to the Department of Homeland Security.
Why are they doing that?
Well, they're basing it on sold it on border protection. But, you know, as I pointed out many times, when you look at all the land in America that is under government control is by and large land that contains vast amounts of minerals and natural resources.
And that's the only group of people that I will come out fighting against is people who work for the government. Like I heard a guy say the other day, there is no such thing as a good cop, because if there was, our police departments wouldn't be so corrupt because they'd be turning each other in. Well, that's not just the police. That's like the FBI, the CIA, the military, the Congress. I mean, you can just go down the line and you can pretty well sweep through everybody but the trash collector, okay? The thing is, these people, it's not just the people who are actually doing stuff to us. It's those people that go, well, I just want to earn my meal ticket. All they care about is their meal ticket. They don't care who they have to stomp on, whose life they have to ruin to get it. I'm just going to keep my head down and pretend I don't see that. So I'll keep my meal ticket. I'm going to get to that pension line like it's a race. They're trying to get to the finish line. These people, in some ways, to me, are more evil because of what they do than the people who are actually doing the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. By the way, the bill is called National Security and Federal Lands Protection Act.
But look how many people in government have to go along with that, with their little government job. Look how many people. None of this could happen if there weren't all kind of people in government going along with this. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, but it's all based on protecting us from the evils of terrorism.
I'm more concerned about the evil people in my own government. I have been hurt by the evil people in my own government, and when I go to report them, the other evil people do nothing. I have never been hurt by a terrorist, okay?
Yeah, but
my
you have
own
to ask
life
yourself,
is more dangerous.
What is Homeland Security doing with authority over all this land? That means that if you own a farm that is close to the Canadian border or the Mexican border, Department of Homeland Security can come and take eminent domain over your land because it's all based on national security.
And you know what I'm really concerned about? You know, if you go to the bank, Robbie, they want collateral. How do we know that for all these loans that they haven't taken out for us, that we and all that land was not put up for collateral because none of us have been given the inside scoop on all the little fine print of those negotiations and deals they made?
Oh, as I've often said, the story of Wayne Haig, the ranch and the national debt, pointed out beyond all reasonable doubt that the government has been seizing private property and pledging that land and its resources as collateral to America's debt holders, in large part the Chinese.
Well, I tell you, but if that's true and that ever comes out, let me tell you, that's was really time for tar and feathers. Because, and the thing is, right now, from what I understand, with that MERS thing, all these people that, you know, every month they got a person, a new person, every piece of the property that is part of MERS has a clouded title. I have heard one estimate of 70 million homes. In a way, right now, you're crazy to go buy a piece of property unless you do a serious title search and search it all the way back and make sure it was never a part of that MERS thing, because you don't know what kind of mess you're not buying.
Yeah. Thanks, Renee. Uh-huh. Well, we'll take another short break and be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I said, "Grandpa, what's this picture here?" Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Monday. Let me leave you with this. Under the guise of protecting you from boogeymen the government creates, this piece of legislation that was introduced, H.R. 1505, It's to prevent dangerous criminals from co-opting federal lands as their drug trafficking highways. Now, according to Cape Cod's Provincetown Banner newspaper, areas where environmental laws are going to be waived, this new law is far-reaching. It includes the entire border of Alaska, most of Puerto Rico, all of Hawaii, all of Florida, Olympic National Park, and Mount Rainier National Park in Washington, Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico, Big Bend National Park in Texas, Arcadia National Park in Maine, and Cape Hatteras. And this one's for you, Renee, the National Seashore in North Carolina. All done under the guise of keeping you safe from the boogeymen of drug traffickers and, well, anybody else you want to throw into the mix. And all done under the guise of national security. It's a crazy world in which we live, my friends. The economy is going into the tank. The government is out of control, but don't worry. It's all good because the NFL strike is over. You will have a football season. And that, it seems, is what more people are concerned about than anything else. They're more concerned about football than losing their basic freedoms and losing control of a private property. The basis of what America was founded on. Anyway, that wraps it up for this Monday. Stand by. I'm sure John Stadtmiller and the National Intel Report will have more on this subject. And who knows where we go from here. But let me leave you with this that my dad left me with. If you believe everything you read, you might as well eat everything you see. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings